So welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome into this episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you becoming the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. Before we kick off today, I want to celebrate personally and collectively together in this Be the Husband She Brags About movement. We have hit 10,000 overall listens in the podcast. In the overall journey of it, I mean, ultimately, it's going to look like peanuts in a couple of years' time, yet it's deeply significant. And I'm so appreciative to every single one of you guys that are listening in, new ones to this digital campfire. You're very welcome. And the old guard, you know, the guys of you that are following all the way along, you're listening in regularly. The stats are there. There's tons of regular listeners and the listenership is up. So a deep thank you to every single one of you. I really appreciate you bringing your awareness, bringing your attention to this sacred topic. You know, kudos to you. Just realizing that you have a deep desire to receive more from your relationship, to invite in more fulfillment, more passion, more joy, more love, nicer connection and communication in your marriage, and, you know, just committing to a deep intention to show up and be the husband she brags about, you know, be that type of a man, and become the man that you know you have the potential to become, to reach, to embody that fullest potential so your woman can just melt into bliss beside you. So thank you one and all. In today's episode, I want to talk about messaging mastery. Again, I have spoken to this before in some other episodes. I just want to do an individual deep dive on it. In today's day and age, you know, I would speak, the masculine embodied practice is embodied consciousness, being present. And so much of the tech that's there today, social media, you know, this hyper-connected society that we have. And, you know, again, it is what it is. Are there any inherent evils in any medium of communication, of technology, etc., etc.? Some would argue yes. I sort of call bullshit on labeling anything as evil or wrong. Is there a potential to get lost in it? For sure. Yet, bringing conscious awareness to whatever technology is available, it's using it in the highest leverage way to bring about and create the results that you want in your life. In this conversation, clearly we're talking about in your marriage with your divine queen. So, messaging mastery, I'd say, and it's not all guys that I say this to, like, so quite a few guys, like, oh, I don't really use it, but quite a few guys, you know, you guys listening in, you'll send messages to your woman. But I just want to do, like, to slow down on the topic. There's always this case of, like, are you getting the most out of it? And I invite you, you know, early on this episode, there could be a part of you that, like, immediately, oh, well, I take that box. No, I message her always. It's not about what you're doing. It's like, what's the depth and what's the quality? This is another thing. I'd speak to that straight off. You know, for a good portion of guys, it's like, oh, no, I message my woman. I message her, whatever. Like, we do that. I've heard that from quite a number of guys. And in one-on-one coaching, you know, I have the freedom to sort of go, okay, well, okay, read me off the last few messages that you've sent. And the majority of the time, you know, the messages are, they're not creating a lot of passion and they're relatively safe. And a lot of the time, you know, when I progressively just, you know, we unpack the type of communication that has become the set standard norm in a marriage, a lot of the time the messaging falls under like the same shit, different day type feel. And that's what makes the vast majority of messaging in marriage ineffective. It's a guy ultimately ending up, it's like we're ticking a box. We know we should message, we know our woman in some ways likes it, we like it, but when it gets to this same shit, different day feel where it's like there's no major surprise anymore and there's no startle effect, it's ineffective. In actual fact, it engenders boredom. The type of messaging mastery I'm talking about is, you know, well, you need to start with, well, what's your intention in sending that message? The default intention, well, it's actually not actually questioned. You know, living intentionally is an amazing place to come from. 99% of humans on the planet do not live intentionally. What I mean by living intentionally is literally, on some level, you're aware of, okay, I'm taking this action now. What's my intention? I loved, there was teachings I was following before, Law of Attraction, and they had a process, and they called it segment intending. There's always to question, you know, why am I doing what I'm doing? What's my intention with sending this message? If it's same shit, different day, just on the run, hey, honey, love you, you know, I'll be home in an hour. It's like, okay, there's a practicality there, but it's like, it's just a really quick ticking the box. It's staying connected, but like, I mean, it's bland, it's mundane. Sending an intention before you send a message is like, you know, what do you want? What's the best case scenario of what you want your woman to feel? What's your intention? What are you trying? Are you trying to get her excited? Are you trying to turn her on? Are you trying to communicate in a way that she feels safe, seen, and heard? You know, you might be reminding her about some beautiful thing that she shared with you the day before, and you just send her a message like, hi, hey honey, I'm just after having like a beautiful memory of you sharing that with me. I mean, it's the first time in our whole marriage that you shared that part of your past or that aspect of your desire, what you want in relationship together. I just want to honor you. I felt so privileged that you finally spoke it to me. You know, thank you so much. Just thinking of that, it just brings a smile to my face. Like, wow, she's seen, she's heard, she's safe. You're meeting those divine feminine needs. One message that lights her up. That lights her up. That depth of messaging lights a woman up. Sexually speaking, you know, the sexual centers is like the energetic centers, the channel going down the front of her body, the throat, the heart center, the cervix, the explosive sexual energy, you know. Do you ever have an intention? Do you ever send messages where, like, your full intention is to get explicit, to get hot, down and dirty in your messages? Very often, as nice guys, you know, we send, oh, I love you. You know, it's like, but it becomes that same shit, different day, mundane. Where's the fire? Where's the edginess in it? Where's that bold, you know, part of you that, oh, you're back in the college days and, you know, you're sexually energized, you're horny as fuck, and like you're out for the score. You know, like there's a part of you and a part of me, and it's like it's really important to bring this energy into your marriage where, you know, there's the stallion in you, and there's the primal part in you where you're playing the game of attraction. You're playing this game where it's like, you know, and so there's some women listening to these episodes, and it's really important. It's like there is this primal part of you as guys, and there's no disrespect meant, but it's like you're out to get your bit. You're out to get the score. You're out to, there's that primal part. You're out, there's this like deep down, dirty, biological, and it can be even this shadowy part where it's like, man, you love to, You love to get that score. You love to, you know, penetrate your woman to get your deepest desires met and to have primal, passionate making love with your woman, like to fuck her hard, etc. There's a part of your woman that wants that as well. But like in your messages, are you ever really getting into that level of darkness, that level of explicitness, that levels of, you know, I was talking with a guy in my men's group and it was super cool. He was sharing. It's like he sends naked photos of himself, of certain body parts, where it's like, hey, you know, I'm thinking of you and like looking forward to a date night later on tonight. And it's amazing. It's like, yeah, like that was really edgy for a lot of the guys in the room. But it was like, yeah, that's deeply inspired. I was really inspired. I acknowledged him straight away. I was like, yeah, cool, man. I'd done that a couple of times. Definitely frightened. My mom was alive at the time, but it was like, man, if I ever slipped up. I remember one time sending a message where, I don't know, there was some phone call from my mom just a little bit previously. Do you know the way when you get a phone call? And sometimes I think I was about to message my woman. I received a phone call from my mother mid-message. But whatever way it went on the phone, it was like, for whatever slip-up of the different numbers coming up, I was about to send the explicit message to my mother. Oh my, trying to explain that message. And it was one of those like triple X rated ones at the time. Anyway, it didn't send, thank God. But, you know, living at the edge, with messaging mastery, I think what my general message to you guys is start sending messages that have you at your edge as a man, as a husband, as a lover. You know, the messaging mastery is like, it's lighting your woman's fire. A reminder here, some of you guys are fresh in at this conversation. Repetition is mastery. A quick reminder, the male sexual energetic system, or the way our sexual centers work, is like fire. I mean, we can go from cold, you're doing whatever in your life, it's mundane, to our sexual centers can heat up really, really quickly. Literally, getting down and dirty, just talking like bluntly and directly to it. Like, I mean, you can self-pleasure and within like a ridiculously short period of time, you've blown your load. That, like, we work like that. Biologically speaking, that's okay, it's natural. I mean, the quicker you could blow your load, the better it was for survival of the species. I mean, that's okay. We have a fire element sexual center. Remember, and lock this in, tattoo this in your mindset as a husband, as a lover, because 99.9% of marriages out there, might be an exaggeration, but it's in the high 90s of percentages, end up with minimal sex happening. And quite a number of marriages, they're sexless. They're like, just really, it's barren. Your woman's sexual center, the feminine sexual center, is like water. You need to keep it heated up. And if you have sex like 2 weeks ago and then there's nothing, there's no like foreplay, the saying tantra, foreplay begins like immediately after your last lovemaking session. Why does tantra work like that? Because they know the sexual center, you've got to keep the feminine sexual center lit. You've got to keep it lit, because it's like water. You keep water hot, it doesn't take a lot of energy. Once you keep it boiling hot all the way along, it's ready. That sexual center is ready. It's ready to go. It's passion. It's like it's actually yearning you. To be honest, it's so hot, you know, over a couple of days, a week. Like, she's yearning to be taken by you. She's yearning. She's the one that's like clawing at you as you're coming in the door from work. If you play your cards right. And messaging, hey, in modern life, we're not around a house like we used to be before, where we're There's a lot of commuting and working in different places and the busyness of life. Messaging mastery is an incredibly high leverage thing to use if you use it to its fullest potential and you're not doing the same shit different day type messaging. But use it intentionally to keep her sexual water element core hot and boiling and ready. Don't let, like, the thing with water is, if you let water cool down, it takes a long time to heat that water back up. Remember, that's one of the biggest frustrations with guys that I know in one-on-one coaching with guys all around the planet, is this frustration of feeling rejected because it's so hard. It's like, oh, we make love and we don't make love that often, but when we do, she's rarely ever in the form of it. And they get upset, really sensitive, a feeling rejection, a feeling of not being loved by her, not being wanted. Like, why does she not yearn me? It's like, I'm like a fucking horn dog. I'm so horny. It's been that long. I'm mad to get it on with her. It's like, I can't take this anymore. You've blue balls. Why does she not have the female equivalent of blue balls? Like, because it's a different sexual center. So, messaging mastery, just baking that in. Another part of messaging mastery and why it's key, there again, there's differences between the masculine way of going at life, which is predominantly the male way, and the feminine. 90% of the time, the feminine pole is on the female side. I like David Eda's metaphor where it's like the masculine way of looking at life is like a cake. And think of a cake, you're looking at a cake from above and there's slices in the cake. So let's say we have 5, 6, 7 key segments of life. You know, you've one segment, work, other segment, parenting, other segment, house maintenance, or, you know, another segment is like self-endeavors, your sporting endeavors, stuff that you do outside of the house with other people. One segment is, you know, your marriage, blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. And the masculine way of looking at that is all of those segments are completely individualized segments. There's no real connection between them. When we are, you know, doing the maintenance part, we're mowing the lawn, we're painting the house, that's what we're doing. There's a great sense of felt freedom for men when we just get lost in doing what we're doing. Then when we get home, we're with our wife. But like when we're at work, there's a part of us, we just don't think of home. And this can bring a lot of conflict because the feminine way predominantly, and it's not that the feminine doesn't get lost in activities or that, like this, look at, to make, we're talking about generalized sort of patterns, no absolute truths. But in general, there can be a lot of truth in this where, you know, the feminine way of looking at love in particular is like it's all love. The feminine yearns to have this feeling of, you know, immediate and alive connection at all times. It's that completeness in love. The masculine heart sort of yearns from a soul perspective for, you know, radical embodied freedom. The feminine is looking for that union together. The two playing together and dancing that dance together consciously, conscious of individual needs and the other's needs, you can play the dance and it's spectacular. But if you're ignorant of how the other person views the world and their paradigm, you only see it through your paradigm, that's where conflict happens and that's where disconnection, sexless marriages and ultimately divorce, etc. happens. The feminine way of viewing the cake and viewing life is, it's like the connection between yourself and your woman. It's like the cream, if there's like a split layered cake. The cream that's in between the two slices, top and bottom slice of the cake, that's your intimate relationship. It's in all segments. It's like it's not separate. There's not a separate segment. The feminine yearns to feel connected all the time. Now, on a practical level, like your masculine core can go, man, when I'm at work, I just need to concentrate at work. When I go you know, for a training trip on the weekend, or I'm going off and going traveling and do my jiu-jitsu seminar, going hiking with the guys. I need just time to myself. And yes, there are those times and those needs when specifically you just need to have time by yourself, knock the phone off, you know. That's absolutely sure. I like will speak to that time and time and time again. Yet, apart from those highly particular moments, but like when you're at work, your masculine part, unapologetically, there's a part of freedom. Like you go, you're in work at 9, you finish at 5, you just like forgetting about everything at home. There's a lovely felt freedom, no guilt, that's okay. You submerge into it and you're fully present when you come home. When you know that's your core freedom, that's your core part, but you also go, well, I'm doing this dance with a beautiful, powerful queen. A part of her is lit up immensely by knowing that when I'm in that segment, some part of me has an awareness of my relationship with her, there's some part, there are neurons in my brain, in my nervous system, that trigger me to go, hey, I'm just going to send a message to my queen now. Guys, it takes 30, 60 seconds. If you get super creative, like write a fucking poem or that, like 2-3 minutes. But it's like 30 to 60 seconds max. Boom, it's done. And when it's done from a high leverage thing, that it's not like ticking a box. Oh, like, oh, this is such a chore. Jesus, she always needs to be connected. Like, you can throw shit at, oh, it's her wounds, it's her abandonment wounds, this is such a woman thing, blah, blah, blah. If you do it like that, just don't do it. This is from high-end being an incredible husband, an incredible lover. She wants, it's so meaningful to her heart to feel, it's like, oh, he's away, but he thought of me at lunchtime and he sent me this beautiful photo of, like, or some celebrating something that happened today, sending some sexy, horny message that's explicit and like telling her that you're yearning, what you're sexually fantasizing about her in that moment. Make it edgy, make it provocative, that you want to provoke her to feel sexually alive, passionate, fulfilled, connected, deeply loved, that she's seen, she's heard. Send her like uncensored praise for something, some aspect of her. Send her messages of praise for some part that you never praised her about before, but you've just noticed, you've reflected on it. Shock her, provoke her into feeling. The feminine center is emotion. Every single message you really want to be getting, trying to and intending to provoke the deepest emotional reaction in her. Emotion reactivity, that there's such a negative connotation with that, but like emotional reactivity, when you're consciously going at the game, you want to get her to get her emotionally reactive. You want her to react to whatever you're sending. Not that it's like, oh, that's nice, that's just the same shit, different day. Sort of nice, good boy, well done. But it's like, no, she's not your fucking mother. You're sending a message to, good boy, my ass. It's like, oh, bad boy. You know, that she's feeling alive. That there's this, she's receiving a message from this sexually energized, badass, passionate, provocative, bold, radically authentic, courageous king, lover, you know, that's just wanting to shake the roots of the marriage and bring radical aliveness, fulfillment, and passion into it. That's what I'm talking about in messaging mastery. So, a little bit of the deepening into it. Again, you know me, guys. I like just building and marinating your nervous system into why it is you're doing what you're doing. You know, the black belt, great teachers, they go deep into concept. They go deep into why you're doing a certain thing on the mats in jiu-jitsu. They go so deep so that, you know, a guy, it's indelibly, you know, there's an indelible, unchangeable part of his being that he just forevermore doesn't forget that. Messaging mastery is one of the highest leverage habits you can bring when you play all in. And I say that when you play all in, rip out all of those safety zone, comfort zone type messaging. No, like whatever your types of messages are, you got to crank them up. Why? Because the whole game is progress. Kudos to you if you have been sending messages. A lot of you are. but this is cranking it up. It's like you get your hand on the, what they call it, the thermostat in the room. If you've had it down at whatever, some of you go by Fahrenheit, Celsius, whatever the fact the room temperature is, crank it up. Live at your edge, and that will liven your woman up. And those of you that have not been sending messages, never have, or just have lost the habit because it just wasn't a live thing, crank it up. Like, you have a massive growth opportunity here. There's massive progress, and your woman will love it. So the challenge to you today, Kingly Brothers and Heroic Husbands around the planet. Most of you are listening in on your handheld device, your smartphone, desktop, whatever device you're listening in on. There is email, messenger, WhatsApp, you name it, you've got it there. Telegram, you send her a message. Like, bonus points for voice messages, that, like, it just brings that energy and love and passion to it. Send her a text message, send her a photo, but, like, crank it up. My challenge to you is send the type of message to her today that has her just going, man, wow, I wasn't expecting this type of a message from my man. He rarely sends this type of a message. Wow, she knows there's something different. There's something special. There's something unique that's happening. And send it today. And send it tomorrow. And the next day. And just start getting this high leverage habit as one of these incredible things that just keeps her water, sexual energy center, and aliveness center. Remember, sexual energy center, it's not just about having sex. It's libido, it's life, it's her passion for life, for love, for an end result, for sure, is that she's yearning you. But do whatever is necessary in your messaging to provoke that incredible, powerful emotional response in her. And enjoy, man. Enjoy the whole game. And being the husband she brags about is like just finding that next level, that next edge, planting seeds of progress, that you start getting the results in your marriage and your sex life that you want, and you are deserving of them, your woman is deserving of them, and the next seven generations after you, when you embody, like, the bold, badass, heroic husband that you are, you embody what what living and creating an amazing, connected, safe, beautiful, sexually energized, passionate marriage is about, the next seven generations after you, your legacy is set in stone. They're going to be living out their version of it because you will have role modeled it so potently. Guys, really so much love for you. A reminder here in the podcast description of every episode, I'm really wanting to connect in with you, to, like, just make sure that there's we're connected in together. There's a new thing I've put there where there's direct voice messaging. You just, in one click, you can send me a voice message. I can get back to you directly. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what's hitting home, what improvements you're feeling, any feedback, what's been the most important thing that jumped out at you in today's episode, etc. Just send me a message. I want to hear from you. And the Marriage Transformation Heroes Discovery Call, I've exciting things lining up there of new ways to deepen this work and to bring that radical transformation in your life. But I set the challenge out to you there. It's like, if you're not having the best case whole life scenario showing up in your marriage now, jump in a call. That discovery call changes everything. Wishing you a beautiful, amazing, kingly day. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. With deep bows, have a great day, guys.